Hi. This week we're investigating again the question, does the Bible teach by implication? Now, this is the second part in a series, and if you missed the first part, please go to our website and listen to that message and download the notes if you desire. Now, last week we noticed there were two ways that God teaches us in the Bible. First, by explicit statements, and second, by implicit statements. Explicit means word for word. An explicit statement means a Bible statement that's made plainly, word for word, no vagueness. Implicit means reasoning has to be used. Implication means that there is a relationship between two statements, so that if one statement is true, the other also has to be true. Implication requires human reasoning, but we noticed that God created man with the ability to reason, and he expects man to reason correctly and draw correct conclusions. In Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, the Bible says, "Come now, and let us reason together, says the Lord." Here, God himself is asking man to use the reasoning abilities which he was created with, and man is expected to learn truth by using these reasoning abilities. Last week we gave some examples of implication. We demonstrated that a passage or a series of passages can be linked together and imply a conclusion that is obviously true. In our study today, let me give you an illustration where one fact does not imply another. Listen to this message. In Acts chapter 2, verse 4, the Bible says, "They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." And now the next verse, Acts 2, verse 13. "Others, mocking, said, 'They're full of new wine.'" Now here is an example of one statement not implying the second statement. In other words, just because the apostles were speaking in new tongues, this does not imply they were therefore drunk with new wine. So, what then is implication? What does it mean when we say that one statement implies another statement? One statement implies another statement when it is impossible for the first statement to be true and the second statement to be false. Now, you'll have to take some time and think about that. If this guaranteed connection is absent, then there is no implication. A preacher on the radio was speaking about a certain passage in Genesis, and he said about the passage, "It solidly implies that, though not with certainty." Well, this preacher does not understand what implication is. Necessity, guarantee, and certain connection is built into implication. If something is implied, it is guaranteed to be true. If something is implied, it is necessarily true. If it's not necessarily true, then it was not implied to begin with. Now, if a person claims the Bible teaches a particular point, it will have to be taught either explicitly or implicitly, or in both ways. If a person claims that the Bible teaches something explicitly, then for that claim to be true, he must be able to produce a Bible passage that says what he says word for word. As independent thinkers, let's examine such passages, paying attention to the biblical context, and if a passage is produced, then believe that statement. If a person claims that the Bible teaches something implicitly, then for this claim to be true, there must be a Bible passage or a combination of passages which cannot be true and the claimed statement false. As independent thinkers, let's look for such a passage or combination of passages, paying attention to the biblical context, and if a passage or passages are there, then believe the statement. As independent thinkers, let us test every claim that humans make. In Acts chapter 17, verse 11, the Bible says, "These were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness, and searched the Scriptures daily to find out whether those things were so." In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21, the Bible says, "Test all things, hold fast to what is good." And finally, in 1 John 4, verse 1, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, But test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com, and there's no spaces between those words. There, at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week as we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.